You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary laments a loss of a Longview landmark set to close at the end of September.
I showed up on a rainy Saturday afternoon to take Mr. G's photograph. Come about 2, he said on the phone the day before. It usually slows down by then. But when I opened the door to Gonzalo's Mexican restaurant, about a half dozen folks turned to see who was entering. They were waiting for a table while Mr. G, Gonzalo Hernandez, stood behind the cash register, the 3 walls behind him covered in snapshots. So much for not being busy. That's how it's been at Gonzalo's, which most folks call Mr. G's. Since the 78-year-old owner announced he was closing the restaurant he's operated for half his life on September 30th. After 39 years, business has slowed to where he's losing money, no doubt a result of the proliferation of chain restaurants in Longview over the past couple years. I took his photo as the waiting diners watched. The wall behind him contains the photos of the famous Longview graduate Matthew McConaughey, among others, and the children of many of his loyal adult customers. Mr. G and his crew of a half dozen, including his wife, have been serving up Tex-Mex to 3 or 4 generations of East Texans. My wife's family has been coming here for nearly as long as he's been open. Snapshots of 2 of the toddlers of that clan adorn those walls. With 10 years under my belt and in my belly of ordering either the huevos rancheros or tacos al carbón, I am a relative newcomer. As I took Mr. G's photo, a woman watching said, "I've been coming here for 38 years and I order the same thing every time. I can relate." Mr. G's is modestly furnished with mismatched chairs and threadbare carpet. It's clean and homey, but it doesn't match, decor-wise, the interiors of the fancy chains that have arrived here lately. But no chain can equal the welcome one gets at this restaurant from the short, rotund proprietor with his constant smile. Or the food, especially the salsa. I joked to Mr. G that maybe he should announce more often, as he did on Facebook, that he was closing to get folks to return. Over the past several months, he's posted warnings that if business did not improve, he would close. "Oh no," he said, "I mean it this time." In my time patronizing Mr. G's, I've watched as he greeted everyone, almost always by name. Women are hugged, men get a handshake, and babies are fawned over. The restaurant seats about 50, so in full, it has the feel of a family get-together. The waitresses have been working there for years as well, and they know the patrons' drink orders without asking. Unsweet iced tea for me, water with lemon for my wife, and our daughter Abby. Like most everyone else, apparently, we 3 almost always order the same thing. When we switch it up, often the waitress must scratch out what she's already written down. I went back the next day, Sunday morning, a few minutes after Mr. G's opened, to give him a framed print, planning to eat lunch. But at 11:15, the line was to the door. I left, but intended to return at least once in the next few weeks. A customer asked what he was going to do with all those photos on the walls. The babies, movie stars, football players, and kids posed beneath Christmas trees. I'm going to take them all down, put them in a scrapbook, and whenever I get lonely, take it out and look at them, he said. I think when I return before month's end, I'll order a quart of that salsa to go. Vaya con Dios, Mr. G.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.